Can you manifest sunshine? That's the test I'd like you all to take on the next rainy prediction, gray, cloudy day when you have a wonderful activity planned for yourself the following day. Now, my friend Sandy and a group of us were going to the beach, Long Beach, in Stratford, Connecticut, with having a picnic. It was during the month of April. Of course, April showers brings May flowers. And we decided to just, you know, hang out at the beach and share food and fellowship and have a good time. And they predicted rain. So Sandy sent an email and said, why don't we all focus on sunshine for tomorrow so that we can go ahead with our plans? And I said, that's a great idea. Let's check it out and let's do it. So let's all think sun. So a few of us thought sunshine for that day as we took our trek down to Stratford. And of course, guess what? It was sunny, but the one thing was it was also super windy. So we decided that the next time we manifest sunshine, we'd ask for no wind as well. We still had a great time as we took our cars and put them in the shape of a U to have the cars block the wind. But the benefit of the wind was there was great wind surfing to watch out there in the water, and just seeing the people just having a ball with their windsurfs going, you know, way up in the air and then landing. It was just amazing and joyful to watch. And we did wind up taking a ride over to Short Beach as well. As long as, you know, it was windy and a little nippy, we did go to Short Beach to check out that beach as well. So Sandy said, why don't you make a gem about this? I said, hey, great idea. It'd be great to have a gem about manifesting sunshine. So check it out and just, you know, put your thoughts on sun and see what happens the next time you have an activity planned and it doesn't line up with the weather, and let us know. Thanks for listening.